We are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the thing. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. So great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. Hour number three. And it's Wednesday. It's hump day, middle of the week. Hope you're having a good week getting through it. And very pleased to have my next guest joining me. We're doing kind of the alternating thing. Last week, Michael Morris was with me, and Taryn Rose Mandelberg is back with me. T. Rose, staff writer, researcher for Free Speech America and Newsbusters. T. Rose, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Always glad to be here.
Thanks. Thanks so much. Well, lots to talk about. We talked a lot about the abortion issue the last time that you were on, and of course that's back up in the news because we have the fake arrest of AOC, right? You know, pretending that she was handcuffed and then puts her fist up, and it's like, hun, if you were really handcuffed, yeah, that you can't pretend. What a poor job of acting.
A charade. Yes. We saw that yesterday, and I was like, man, I wish, you know, we're pretty close to D.C., so I was like, I wish I went down there so I could have just, like, laugh. Because even just looking at it from my computer, I was like, you have got to be kidding me. This girl, I mean, she did such a good job acting during the January 6th. Situation, right? She was crying and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, why didn't you try to freshen up on your acting skills for this one, you know? At least keep her hands together.
I don't know. Something. Well, and you know, pressing for, you know, the right to kill babies. And the irony to me in that, too, is that you have, you know, these women of color, and they ignore the fact that 61% of the, according to Reverend Clenard Childress at blackgenocide.org, 61% of the murders of African Americans are babies in the womb.
Yeah.
You know, and wow. And so if you're sitting there and you're pretending as though you care about black life and black lives, then why are you standing out there? Oh, we put our bodies on the line to promote killing black babies. Somebody needs to cut. I mean, that should be called out everywhere. Cori Bush.
Right.
Why are you killing black babies? What do you have against black infants? I just would like to know.
It's very sad. Oh gosh, it's like they're just the hypocrisy even within like the speech that they give. Like just they're like, "Oh, Black Lives Matter, but let's kill all the black babies." What? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
If you're saying that, then you're not saying that Black Lives Matter. Like, you know what I mean? It's just,
right. Oh
my goodness.
The hypocrisy of it.
The hypocrisy is outrageous. And it's like, you wonder, Pastor Greg, like, I mean, I was fortunate to grow up in a home that facilitated this value of life, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, what do these people, what have they been through that they think that, like, killing unborn babies is acceptable? Like, how is that quote unquote empowering or a reproductive right or like what?
Yeah, it's really something else. Well, and there's a correlation, you know, between that and another, you know, thing that the Democrats pushed through with, I believe, 47 or 48 Republicans, and that is to try to codify sodomite marriage and so, you know, one of the things that we're seeing and that parents are pushing back against is the sexualization of their children in grammar school. And we have a story that actually kind of ties to that I mentioned to you in the green room. Incarcerated transgender woman, and maybe there's others that are out there that get as confused about these things as I do. So a transgender woman, what that means, ladies and gentlemen, is that is a man who is pretending to be a woman with all of the male apparatus still intact. And how do we know the male apparatus is intact on this individual? Well, because they placed him with the women in New Jersey prison and he impregnated two of the inmates. I mean,
really is so confusing.
It's
the whole, like, it's like transgender man, transgender woman. I'm like, who are we talking about right now? You know what I mean? Oh my gosh. That story you just mentioned, that's literally crazy.
It's, you know, but is exactly, and they're saying, well, it was consensual. And I, you know, who am I to say? I don't know. I don't know if the women that were in the cell with him decided that they wanted to have sex together because, well, they're incarcerated, so what else was there to do? I don't have any idea about any of those kinds of things. I could imagine, too, that, you know, at least some of the women may well have felt rather intimidated by a man, right? And now they are sharing. I mean, these are small cells, and generally speaking, there's two people in a cell, so it would have been him and a woman in a cell by themselves. How in the world is she going to prevent him from jumping on top of her in the middle of the night?
Right. I mean, like, you look at men are stronger than women, typically, right?
Yep.
And especially if you're in prison, you're not going to be, you know, full of all the best nutrients and things like that. You're not going to be in your pinnacle of health. These women couldn't have defended themselves, whether it was consensual or not. Like, they really had no choice. If you were in a jail cell, like you were saying, there was a man coming to attack you and you're in this confined space, there's not really much you can do. But we see that with sports too. It's like the men have a clear advantage, and now these transgender, what, I don't even know, transgender women, is that what we call the men now? Yeah, transgender women.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they've got this advantage, and how, like, this is clearly an issue, as that, you know, New York Post just pointed it out, but this is clearly an issue. We can't have, there needs to be some sort of separation, yes, in sports, but also, like, more importantly, like, in these prisons where these women, I mean, no matter why they got in you know, incarcerated, why they were in jail, it doesn't matter. They shouldn't be, you know, violated in that way.
Right. They do not deserve to be placed then in a further unsafe situation, irrespective of what they may have been convicted of or what they've done or what have you.
Right.
Women should be in a women's facility, and men should be in a men's facility, and there shouldn't be this mix. And then, now he's whining about the fact that he was moved out of the women's facility and put into a men's facility. Well, you know what, bud? You know, keep it clean, and you won't, mm-hmm. you know, you're not going to have that issue. All right, moving along to some other stories that you had sent over to me earlier as well. Let's see, we've got 1 year of the networks burying Biden's border crisis. Talk to me about that one.
Oh my goodness, yeah. So that's the thing. We've got a crisis at the border, and a lot of people they don't want to say anything about it, especially the networks. So our Newsbusters team, we looked at the networks over one whole year, from July of last year to July now, or to June, you know, now, but started July. And we looked at ABC, CBS, and NBC. And in one whole year, only 146 minutes of coverage were devoted to talking about the crisis at the border. So there was literally, like, they spent more time talking about, you know, how to, like, probably Pride Month and about why abortion's needed than about, you know, an actual border crisis. And even when they did talk about it, they barely ever even hinted at this being President Biden's blame. So it's like, first of all, they barely covered it.
Today, with and a rather shocking...
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
That's okay. First of all, they barely covered it. And then when they did cover it, they were just like, oh, yikes, this is a crisis, right? You know, so in May, for example, there was over 200,000 arrests at the border, but there were only 7 minutes and 58 seconds of coverage talking about that. So 200,000 arrests amounts to only almost not even 8 minutes of coverage on the news, on these major news channels. It's completely biased. They're just trying to cover for Biden so that he, you know, gets reelected. Well, the terms are in 15 weeks.
Something else too that I want to bring up, and yeah, let's throw it in here real quick. And that is, I've been, so, you know, I got unbanned on Twitter. Now I got mm-hmm. restricted on Twitter again. I got restricted on Twitter because of, COVID stuff. But here's what I got restricted for. This is Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to this.
I share some caution on this because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA to directly encode in a person's DNA and RNA, basically the ability to produce those antibodies, and whether that causes other mutations or other risks downstream.
So here we have Mark Zuckerberg, who is warning the elite level at Facebook, hey, guys, listen, it's come to my attention that there's probably some real valid concerns when it comes to the issue of the injections. Mm-hmm. And so he makes that statement, T. Rose, to his staff. I posted that on Twitter, and Twitter restricted me and banned me for posting Mark Zuckerberg's statements.
Yep. even though they weren't even yours. They were literally not yours.
No, just sharing. Yeah, simply sharing.
Yeah, exactly. It's totally exactly what they do. It's like, you know, I'll just retweet something that's kind of crazy, and then it's like, oh, okay, sure, no, now your account is going to be attacked, too, because you reshared it.
Yeah.
Like, what? I did not even say this.
Right. No, well, and I just think it's funny, too, because, you know, it's coming from the head of Facebook, and we know that Facebook and Twitter are in cahoots when it comes to shutting people down. Back with more this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, Taryn Rose Mandelberg, she is the staff writer, researcher at Free Speech America and Newsbusters.org. And Taryn Rose, thanks again for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Always glad to be here. Never going to not say that.
Well, it's, you know, so we have, you know, Mr. Mark Zuckerberg is out there talking about, you know, how he's concerned for his people, right? That they might, you know, something bad could happen to them for, you know, for taking this. I guess this is Joe Rogan too.
I have a distorted perception of what I do, maybe based on sound bites or based on headlines of articles that are disparaging. The podcast has been accused of spreading dangerous misinformation, specifically about two episodes, a little bit about some other ones, but specifically about two, one with Dr. Peter McCullough and one with Dr. Robert Malone. Dr. Peter McCullough is a cardiologist, and he is the most published physician in his field in history. Dr. Robert Malone owns 9 patents on the creation of mRNA vaccine technology and is at least partially responsible for the creation of the technology that led to mRNA vaccines. Both these people are very highly credentialed, very intelligent, very accomplished people, and they have an opinion that's different from the mainstream narrative. I wanted to hear what their opinion is. I had them on, and because of that, those episodes in particular, those episodes were labeled as being dangerous. They had dangerous misinformation in them. The problem I have with the term misinformation, especially today, is that many of the things that we thought of as misinformation just a short while ago are now accepted as fact. Like, for instance, 8 months ago, if you said, if you get vaccinated, you can still catch COVID and you can still spread COVID, you would be removed from social media. They would ban you from certain platforms. Now, that's accepted as fact. If you said, I don't think cloth masks work, you would be banned from social media. Now, that's openly and repeatedly stated on CNN. If you said, I think it's possible that COVID-19 came from a lab, you'd be banned from many social media platforms. Now, that's on the cover of Newsweek.
It's interesting, as you listen to that list, that was Joe Rogan that's speaking there, but if you listen to that list, Taryn Rose, I mean, these are things that you guys have identified in your, you know, free speech documentation where individuals have said these things and, in fact, have been banned on social media. Some have been restored, but others continue to be banned.
Right. Yeah. We did a report a couple months ago about censorship regarding the coronavirus. And we found that there were 808 cases, number of times that big tech censored COVID-19 content. So this wasn't like, this is content that I think people really needed to know, like content from actual doctors and prominent disease experts. And big tech covered them up to push the narrative that the left wants us to see, right? So they're going to block all of this content that is actually pretty imperative for people to hear and read and see, right? But yeah. But they're going to cover it. So 808 times. And that was back in, February. So now it's July, and I'm sure there's hundreds more.
Talk to me about, you know, you would be considered part of what age group? Is it? Are you in Gen X? Where do you fall?
I think I'm 23, so I think Gen Z is only.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know, looking around at your peers and your experience growing up in this environment, because really, you know, you have come of age in the middle of this redefining of what is and what is not acceptable speech. Am I correct in making that assertion?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that, I mean, I know for myself, obviously I'm, you know, deeply involved in politics and involved in understanding all this stuff, but I have friends that I don't think that they even notice that speech is being restricted. And they'll just take things, like with the coronavirus stuff, they'll just take whatever they see on mainstream media and they'll just accept it as fact. And they don't even notice that conservatives are being, you know, there's a censorship attack against them. Yeah, they're being banned. So they don't even notice. So I definitely think that, yes, I'm in this coming of age time when all of the speech is being restricted, but it's also, unfortunately, I think that they're doing a good job in the sense of, if you don't notice, then you won't know. So it's like, if you're not aware of what's going on, you're just going to continue going with the flow and hop on the bandwagon of whatever seems the most trending or most popular. But that's exactly what big tech wants and what the left wants. They want to cover up speech that pushes their narrative, and so that the majority of people, you know, only follow the mainstream.
Well,
which is outrageous.
I know we're talking, you know, about, you know, some of the COVID things in particular here, but when we talk about issues like race and CRT, or when we talk about issues like gender, and we talk about, you know, binary terms and non-binary and he, she, we, they, mm-hmm. them, what have you. Your generation in particular, oh, we're going to run out of time. Your generation in particular, it seems like, is the one that has been the most dramatically impacted by this. And you know what? We will pick this up the next time that you're back with me, because I'd like to really get your thoughts with regards to this.
Yeah.
But we've run out of time on a hard stop. Taryn Rose Mandelberg, my guest, staff writer, researcher, Free Speech America, Newsbusters.org. I'll be back. Dee Dee Loguson joins me. Save the Persecuted Christians coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. Thanks so much for sticking around. I greatly appreciate it. And boy, I gotta tell you, I'm still adjusting to this time change, and myself personally changing. And I am not an early morning person. Typically, I'm more of a late night kind of a person. And so my body has been used to kind of shutting down at, 11, 12, even 1 o'clock in the morning. And so, a 9 o'clock start is still early, but it's not like 4 in the morning. And so now with this new time, I'm starting the day at, 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30. Cause I have an electromagnetic blanket that I use that's been hugely helpful in my health progress. But I have to do that every day before I even get out of bed, pretty much. And so, yeah, it's kind of a big thing. So anyway, getting started. We got the coffee going this morning. We had if you missed it in the first hour, my attorney friend David Shostokas was on with us, our constitutional attorney. But I also had a Christian, alternative Christian music group called Fern and Tiff that were on with me, which was really neat. And got my coffee, and here I am. All right, I want to welcome my dear friend from Save the Persecuted Christians. She is the executive director, and we've got some kind of heavy-duty, serious stuff to talk about, and I want to welcome Dee Dee Loggins into the program. Dee Dee, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Always good to be here with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, there's a lot going on. So there was a guy that we were concerned about him being nominated as the International Religious... I'm stumbling for the title, but basically he's the first Muslim to hold that position on behalf of the United States.
Right. Rashad Hussein is the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. So he is the global, he's the ambassador from the United States for the global issue on religious freedom of religion or belief is what they like to call it. And Rashad Hussein served under President Obama as the envoy to the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. And as he was coming up for his nomination and confirmation hearings and such, our coalition came together and asked a number of questions of the ambassador about how he was going to approach religious freedom from the perspective of being a Muslim and a Muslim that has been very much involved with the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which, you know, is has a history of promoting religious freedom for those who practice Islam, but allowing the suppression and oppression and even persecution of people who do not practice Islam.
Right.
So we asked the nominee a series of questions, which we never heard any answers on. And in the religious freedom circles in Washington, D.C., just having asked the honest questions, because anyway, just stepping back a little bit, Pastor, the persecution of Christians has increased 67% in 4 years. We were at 215 million persecuted Christians in 2018 when Save the Persecuted Christians was formed. And now we are at 360 million heavily persecuted Christians in a record number of countries around the world. So, but for 80% of those who are being persecuted, the issue is Sharia supremacism, and radicalized extremist jihadis who are killing Christians, like in Nigeria. So for us to come together and ask this, these series of questions of the first ever Muslim nominee for the ambassadorship on religious freedom, you know, it was an appropriate thing for us to do.
Absolutely.
But nonetheless, we were cold-shouldered and have been sneered upon for having asked these questions. But we wouldn't be doing what we say that we are doing, which is standing for persecuted Christians, if we are not going to be the ones who will ask those tough questions.
Well, and
now, I do have to...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, well, I was
just going to finish that Ambassador Hussein, you know, we have been watching, encouraged. He does show up at persecuted Christian events. Like just recently this last month at the International Religious Freedom Summit, hosted by the former ambassador, Sam Brownback, and Christina Lantos-Sweat, whose father, Tom Lantos, was a huge human rights activist in Congress, and the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission from Congress is named after him. I met Ambassador Rashad Hussein, and I told him that we had asked him the questions. He remembered our questions and has said that he would meet with us. So we've been encouraged somewhat. We're watchful. You know, that is an issue around the world, is that religious freedom for all frequently means religious freedom for a select group, and everybody else pays the price.
So my question to you, Dee Dee, though, is, you know, for example, in Nigeria, the warning sign, the issue of warning that Nigeria is a nation that needs to be monitored and that there should be a warning associated with Nigeria's treatment of Christians has been lifted. And that was done, as I understand it, by the United States. We were a part of lifting that warning, and you have to assume that Rashad had some influence in making that decision.
You know, I think this decision came straight from Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Okay.
Rashad Hussein hadn't even been installed in office when back in early November, Antony Blinken was going to Nigeria for a political diplomatic trip, and the night before he left, he took Nigeria off the State Department countries of particular concern list, where egregious violence is happening, and it's religious-based violence. So we had worked very hard for years to get Nigeria placed on that list. And in an instant, without any explanation, and there hasn't been an explanation given since, Anthony Blinken goes to Nigeria and in advance of his trip to make it more convenient, more comfortable for him, more likely that they'll be able to get whatever deals he was there to make. He removed them from this list, which is one of the most important tools we have to hold state officials accountable to the religious violence happening in their land.
Well, and that flies in the face of, and we did the interview here, you and I and Dr. Perdue, right? We did the interview here on our program, wherein, you know, we identified the issue of Leah Sherebou, but she's the face of what equates to thousands of young girls. And then I have had Doug Burton on the program, and we talked about Deborah Emanuel, who was beaten and then potentially burned alive for false accusations of blasphemy. And I understand that we're trying to be careful, I guess, in how we say it, but the reality is that Sharia is the core foundation of Islam, and any practicing Muslim is required to follow Sharia, and Sharia demands that those that are infidels either pay tribute, convert, or are murdered. Those are your options. Period. End of story. There are no other options when you're living in a Sharia-compliant environment. We'll be back to talk more with Executive Director of Save the Persecuted Christians, Dede Loguson, coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio Show. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians. And you know, Deeding, and I, we won't get into everything that we were visiting about in the green room per se, but, these are challenges. I mean, there are significant challenges that are happening in the world. Christians, as you mentioned, from 215 million in 2018 to now 360 million Christians that are being persecuted around the world. And those are the ones that we know about. You and I were talking about, you know, some of the issues that are happening where I am in northern India with all the ministry that we're doing in Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir. And some of the groups who are at the forefront of, you know, calling out for help and so on are some of the very same groups that we're encountering, our Christian family is encountering in Punjab, Jammu, and Kashmir. And, you know, we just graduated, as an example, our fourth sewing school class of widows, young widows with small children. And these are women whose husbands were killed for their faith, predominantly murdered either by Sikh, by Hindus, and a few by Muslims. And up in Jammu and Kashmir, those Muslims include Uyghurs.
It's such a complicated story, Pastor Greg.
Yeah.
You have to call out injustice where you see it. In Pakistan, you have Muslims killing Hindus and Christians. In India, you have Hindus killing Muslims and Christians and others. The Sikhs have put themselves out there as a peaceful community, but we're hearing in northern India that they are now targeting Christians. And you know, you have a democratic society in Nigeria that is ruled by Islamists,
yeah,
who are trying to force an agenda of Islamization upon the population, and it's being allowed with impunity. And that's why we have these protections in place, these tools that were given to us by the 1998 International Religious Freedom Act from the United States. But when the tools are used for political purposes here and there, not strongly enforced, then the mechanisms are useless. And they're like wet noodles. They, you know, you can't get anyone to do anything by just smacking them with a wet noodle. And that's what we are doing. We are not standing for our morals, our values, our order of law. We're falling down on that. And so the United States is seen as a farce in its desire to promote religious freedom worldwide when it doesn't stand strongly behind those values and gets mixed up in all of the complexities of it. I mean, we're looking at geopolitical forces that allow for genocide, that allow for the destruction, abuse, discrimination of innocent religious believers.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody strong enough to stand for them and demand justice.
Right.
Well, and that's the purpose of Save the Persecuted Christians, is to keep pushing against this tide of weak-kneed officials who refuse to impose the penalties on these state actors and the impunity they're allowing extremists in their countries.
Well, and we have to remember,
never been more important.
and I think we have to remember that, you know, the United States of America is founded as a Christian nation. That is a fact. And we are the only Christian, truly Christian nation that is out there to defend and fight for our fellow followers of Christ around the world. You have other nations that are, you know, supporting, whether it's Islam or Hinduism or Sikh or you know, whatever the other belief system might be, Buddhism, what have you. We're the only ones that are out there that give Christians a voice, truly. Now, I recognize that one of our base principles is freedom of religion, but I think it's important to understand that the basis for that freedom of religion is Christianity. And if we don't defend Christianity, I don't think we're fulfilling our responsibility.
Well, we're not more to, you know, the rock. We don't have a position point in the universe and in truth and in morality if we're not joined to our Christian roots.
Yeah.
and motivated by our faith in God. And in this society, this secularized America that we are now living in, people are falling away from their belief in God, and everything becomes relativistic, and that's what we have in our policies today, is relativism.
Yeah.
And I believe that's what we saw with the action of Secretary of State Antony Blinken, that it's all relative. The injustices being experienced by tens of thousands of Nigerian Christians, it pales in comparison to the oil deals and other considerations, you know. But if life is not your first consideration, then nothing else matters.
Hear, 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 hear. Well, and that's the key. And folks, that's the reason why it's so important that we, raise our voices. You can learn more at SaveThePersecutedChristians.org, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org, and how you can support. There are petitions, there are seminars, there's videos, there's a lot of other topics that are being discussed there as well, along with the issues with China, too. Dee Dee, God bless you. Thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate you taking the time. Thanks, folks, for listening. We'll be back with more tomorrow on Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And remember, at the end of the day, God is calling us to take action. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness, but now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water.
because and this is this bore well we have put and pure and fresh water is coming and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.